Okay. Good afternoon. 3 o'clock. It is September 7th. And we have a very special edition of Z99 here for you as we finish up the Cayman National Rap Competition. We've been soliciting for Cayman's best rappers. We got some great contestants. We put them all up, and now we've got them all in the studio to rap some bars and introduce them all to you. First, I want to start by introducing our my guest co-host, one of my good buddies, works with me here at Hurley's Media, the host of Homeland, one of Cayman's only. Is it Cayman's only?
It is now. Yeah.
Only all local artist shows. Dane Ramon's in here. What's up, Dane?
What's up, man? This is good. This feels really good. I was shocked when I walked into the lobby area and I saw so many people that's involved in this battle right now.
I was shocked to see that many guys who are hip-hop stars on time. Everyone was here right on time. Dane, you deal with local artists all the time. There's a ton of them. They keep getting younger and younger.
Absolutely.
What do you think about the local music scene here in Cayman?
It's blowing up, man. Like, I've told everybody, it's different now. I can feel the energy. The talent is getting extremely stronger. The writing skills is getting better. You can't tell. It's hard to tell the difference now between international and homemade.
Yeah. That is so true, especially the songs we play at Z99. Sometimes you can't tell if it's Shawn Mendes or if it's Teodoro.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
So this is going to be a very hard decision for us today, and like Notch said earlier, as the president of the Music Association, he said this is not like the end, not the final.
Right.
We're just breaking the numbers down a little bit, but that still is going to be difficult because I've heard the videos, I've seen what the lyrical contents these guys are going to be bringing.
Right.
And I hate that I'm a judge right now.
Right.
Just
I
put
bet
it
you
that
do.
Way. Yeah.
Speaking of the president, Mr. Notch is in here. Good to see you, sir.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having us.
I remember when we were talking about this over WhatsApp. We were like, let's see if we could pull this off.
I know.
Matt Brown did a great job.
Absolutely.
And here we are. How many people did you end up getting in and interested in the contest?
In total, 18. Wow. I think it was 19 in total.
19 people.
19 contestants.
So unbelievable.
And we actually had some late entries that we had to cut off and leave out.
So wow, that's too bad.
This is down to the crunch. It's starting to... Yeah, you know.
And let's talk about CMA, because or Cayman Music and Entertainment Association. You know, mm-hmm. I've been to the award shows. You've got a lot of guys who have been in the association for a long time.
Yeah.
This is the new blood. This is the next generation.
Young blood.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. Recently in the Cayman Islands, we, for the first time in the history of the Cayman Islands,
yeah.
we started the Coalition of Information to do with the arts. All in preparation of trying to create a comprehensive document for a way forward.
Right.
The document is called the National Cultural and Heritage Policy. I was instrumental in that, and as a president of the association representing your music in the Cayman Islands.
Yeah.
And one of the things that you learned from the information is that we have more local artists producing hip-hop genres and foreign music genres, and we have local artists currently who are actually doing regional genre music.
Right.
So that's what this is all about.
Why is hip hop so popular? Is it because it's the easiest?
Oh yeah, I know. Sorry, I never said that. Hip hop is easy, man.
Dane, why is hip hop so popular with young people?
Culture, man. I think it's something that they could relate to, and it's a good way to get their energy off of the bad things, right?
Right.
For instance, like, we're a melting pot. There's so many different people here that represent on this island, and it's a way for us to put all forms into one song.
Sure.
And if you hear a lot of what these guys are talking and rapping about, it's because of their culture.
Right.
It's their culture, man.
For sure. Yeah. We also are joined today by a legend in the industry, international reggae drummer, Mr. Paul Kastig. How are you, sir? It's good to see you.
Yeah, man. Respect. Nice to be here.
I was going to say, I recognize you because you were here. You played with Big Mountain.
And Maxi Priest.
Maxi Priest.
Were Diana you, King.
Where you, did you
feel.
Did you play the Caboose show this past
with Maxi? Yeah,
that a boy.
It was nice.
What do you think about the young guys these days? Do you think when you were back and when you were first starting out, there was no computers or processing? You just did it all by ear. What do you think about music these days?
I love what I'm hearing coming out of Cayman. Actually, like, you know what it is? It's like the Caribbean. I always say the Caribbean. We have a trickle down.
Right.
Culture vibe where we usually emulate what's on the charts.
Right,
and
right.
If you notice what's going on in America for the past year, what's been number one is nothing but hip-hop.
True.
So I'm not surprised to come down here and really hear what's going on. I'm very impressed.
Yeah.
I love what I'm hearing, what I heard on Facebook. Very impressed. Nice. Very impressed. Love it.
Well, thank you so much for being here. Dane, thanks for helping out here today. Notch, I'm going to ask you to step aside, and I want to bring over our first contestant. He is now, they're numbered in no particular order. This is just according to how they're posted on the Instagram. And Dane, are you hip to all the details for the social?
I am.
Are people still voting for them? Is that how it works here?
Well, I think, yes, they have to vote for them on social media.
Okay.
By their numbers also. So their job is to go out there and share these posts and get as much friends and family members and supporters to vote for them.
Got it.
And, of course, the Cayman Islands Music Association will then tally the numbers up and see who's going to be the number one on social media. But I think the real competition starts today.
Yeah.
Now, the popular one will be via social media, and we got to take that into consideration, too.
Nice.
But the skills start here in front of the judges.
All right. Let's get in our first contestant. He's representing the District of West Bay.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, let's make some noise for Mr. Big Harv. Yeah. All right, Harv, how are you, buddy? You all right?
Not bad, man. Good, good.
You nervous at all?
Going. Yeah, I'm on a little bit, but you know what I mean? It's easy going.
Tell me about yourself. How long have you been rapping?
Been rapping since I was about 11 years old.
11 years old?
Yeah.
Just so everyone knows, Harv, the only one wearing sunglasses right now.
Yeah.
Tell me, what do you like about hip-hop so much?
I love everything about music, man. Singing, hip-hop. I don't like to put myself in one genre, you know?
Yeah.
I like to experiment with my voice.
Now, tell me, as you are about to embark on 16 bars here, if you win that trip to L.A., what would that mean to you? What would that do for your music passion?
It would just be another stepping stone, you know? Doing what I want to do for the rest of my life, what I love to do.
That's it.
So... All right. That's all the goal is, man. To all live right. My life doing what I want to do.
I think that's what everyone's goal should be, right?
Yeah.
All right. I think you've selected Cypher 2, yeah?
Yep.
Let me just give you a chance to hear the level. Now, if you want to check your mic level,
check.
How's that feel?
That's good.
That feel good on you?
Yeah. All right. This sounds very serious, too, by the way.
I know. All right. Let's all put our hands together. Contestant number one. This is Big Harv. Good luck, Big Harv.
Turn it up a little bit, the beat a little bit. Hey. I wasn't built in a day just like Rome. Mama told me if my heart get buried, put it in the tomb. Had to make a change, had to come outside the room. And I got a brain cell just like an elephant. Blowing tight, I'm too elegant. They told me make my advancement, had to step up on top the stepping stone. I told them I'm home alone, trying to get my mind right, put my lyrics intact. I told them I'ma stomp the beat out like heavy impact. I never cut the slack, had to run off all the packs. And I know that I could make it bigger, drinking so much under my liver. The passion in drinking, I told them I'm thinking I can't overthink, cause every time I stop blinking, I keep on thinking that I'm gonna make it faster. I told them I'm a Lion King just like Mufasa. I'ma preach one just like the pastor. And every time I look over, it's a bunch of laughter. I love her cause she's elegant, and I'm too adequate. I told her I'm the verse and I'm killer with it.
I think that's it right there. Nice job, Harv. Whoa! Whoa! Okay, it's one of these kind of contests, I say. All right, you can breathe. Now, judges, Dane, what'd you think, man?
Oh, man, for his confidence, that's the first thing I noticed when he came onto the mic. His energy is different, and he knows that he wants this, and he's ready, prepared to take it. The flow, I'm always very skeptical with anybody that wants to rap fast because I feel like they do it because it sounds good. And they don't know how to manage it yet. But you definitely display that you have a hold on this. You've been doing it a long time, and you can
I'm
hear
not sure that fast talk. Come on.
Exactly.
I love it. All right.
So you're very fluent. I like it. I like it. I give him props.
Mr. Paul, what do you think?
All right, check this now. I don't know if I should say I'm fortunate to be listening to him without the use of a headphone.
Okay. Oh,
so I'm
true.
Not
right.
even hearing the beat.
That's true.
And I'm saying
to get you a beat. Sure.
He's dead on. Yeah, man.
Okay.
And I'm just getting a cappella.
Now, you know what,
so
actually,
I don't even know what the beat is like.
That's a good dynamic, so, because you're getting to hear it raw.
Yeah, because I'm here. Is somebody going to give me a headphone?
All right.
I was like, I guess I'm just going judging it from the freestyle.
Right, okay.
Which in Jamaica, when you bring a dancehall or anybody in the studio to audition, they're not getting no music.
Okay.
They have to be singing front of you without any accompaniment. Yeah, man.
Harv, I think you did pretty good, man. Nice job, all right? Let's bring up our second contestant. This is contestant number two. Where's Tronic? Tronic, come on in. Say hello to everybody. My man was here earlier this morning. He got here at 2 o'clock. How was it? Get him around that microphone so we can hear you good. We can put those headphones over your ears.
All right.
That a boy. And pull that down wherever you like it.
Right
Tronic, tell me you're from Bodentown, yeah?
live in Bardstown. Grew up in West Bay, but live in Bardstown.
You're the biggest guy in the group here. You go to gym every day or what?
A lot of Burger King.
And tell me about why you're into music so much, why you like rapping. How long you been rapping? Stay real close.
Been rapping since I was in George Hicks High School back in 2000.
Okay.
Actually was inspired by a few of the contestants here.
Really?
When they were back in CBR, M. Lito and GNS.
Okay.
Heard them on the radio one time and just didn't realize that people were actually making music. I thought it was just a joke that people were doing in high school.
Right.
Just got into it, started writing music. I was always good at poetry, so I figured it was pretty much the same thing.
Atta boy.
You know, music took me to places that planes couldn't take me to.
So, that's it, dude. All right.
Yeah, that's why I love music.
That's great. All right. Now, which beat did you choose? 1, 2, or 3?
I chose number one.
Number one.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to give you a chance so you can hear the level and get your mic sorted. All right. Go ahead. Just get yourself. You're going to get your level sorted.
All right. Turn the beat down just one little bit.
The beat down, yeah.
That's fine.
That good right there?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see, turn it up a little bit.
It's good.
All right, guys, let's make some noise. Contestant number two, this is Tronic.
All right. Shout out to all the contestants. Love all my people in the Cayman Islands. Yeah. It's been my dream to rap over the radio. Building the dream. Here. Skill for days, so hard I need a skillet just to illustrate. Told them that I'm golden and they dried up like acrylic paint. Tell me what's your fire to a supernova. Jokers better know that the original is still insane. You can bring the heat, man, I ain't worried about no climate change. Motto MBO in my bravado over everything. Make way for the heavyweights and pick up all my empty place. I'm in this to administer the illness of the eloquent. And welcome to the villain age, breaking to the villain's gauge. Life handing me lemons, so all haters got the lemon face. And if you never had a taste of venom, come and pet a sneak. I'm spitting you in circles, hopefully you get in better shape, cause I'm about to devastate.
Oh my god, dude, you didn't even breathe. How did you do that? That was incredible.
I don't know, but
unbelievable. Dane, what? Jeez, I can't even know what to say.
Oh man, like I said, I mean, I've watched all the videos, I've seen these guys do their thing already, and I'm always impressed. First thing that I notice is definitely the cell phone, which is just a big thing now in hip-hop.
Yeah.
A lot of people write their lyrics down because they don't want to mess anything up.
Yeah.
I personally don't like seeing it because I feel like the best way for you to get out your talent is when you memorize that and you bring that out. It's pretty much like acting. It's pretty much like what Jason is doing now. He's so confident in himself. He gets on that mic, knows what he's going to say, but he prepped before,
but he has no
paper in front of him.
Yeah,
and I feel like that distracts you. But, bro, you got a great tone. You got a good voice. You know what you want. And if you keep practicing this, you're going to get way better at it. But I want to see you without the phone next time.
Yeah,
sure.
Like, are you reading the lyrics? You're not reading them. You're just looking at them.
I mean, I was reading the lyrics. I can do it without the phone.
Right.
But this was some fresh lyrics that I wrote last night.
Lyrics that you wrote last night today.
So didn't have time to memorize, so I just brought the phone with me.
Crazy, man. Well, I was impressed. Mr. Paul, what'd you think, sir?
Yeah, man, I liked his flow. I was kind of confused seeing the phone, too, actually, because I'm not sure what the format's supposed to be. I wouldn't have expected that, but whatever he wrote was dead on.
Yeah. All right.
It's going to be hard.
That's it.
Judging this thing.
Dude, you did a great job. Did you say it was your dream to rap on the radio one time?
Yeah, I just wanted to rap on the radio just to be heard. Just to be heard by
what people. A guy. Dude, this is going to be the best ride home back to Bottomtown of your life.
Thank you.
It's nice meeting you. Thanks for coming
in. No problem. Thank you.
All right, yo, let's bring in number three. Where's Chance now? Everybody, Chance is coming in. Here he is. Chance, good to see you, buddy. Keep your mouth running that mic there. A little bit shorter than the last guy, but he was a big guy. Chance, you're from Bottomtown.
Yes, sir.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
20 years old.
Yeah.
When was the last time you shaved, man? You don't like shaving?
I ain't going to do that after, you know.
That's it. Tell me about music. What does it mean to you?
I've been rapping since I was 9 still.
Rapping since you were 9?
Yeah.
What were you rapping about when you were 9?
Everything still. Anything that rhymed back then, it wasn't really, you know. It was more like freestyle stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody in the neighborhood used to come and just, like, you don't even need to know how to rap. You just get in a circle and everybody start rapping, diss each other for the thing, you know.
Yeah, that's it.
And then after a while, I start writing some stuff.
There you go. So how long have you been writing that?
I've been writing since around that same
time. Really? You got a bunch of songs you've been writing songs since you're 9 years old?
I've been writing, yeah. But some I put up, some I don't put up. But I haven't posted in like 5 years.
That's crazy.
I'm just starting back, to be honest.
And what made you want to get back into it now?
I just didn't have time before, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. What beat would you like? Which one did you choose?
I think it was number two.
You want to cipher number two?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a sec to get your level set up there. Is that okay? Yeah.
Yeah, that's all good.
Is that good right there?
Yeah.
All right, guys, can we put our hands together, please? Contestant number three, this is Chance.
Yeah. Start off with a little, a killing with every riddle of it. When these scribble symbols that leave us stuck in the pickle, I got everything, I got it, a handout. Bloody razor harm to your palm if your hand's out, yeah. All you don't be stripping like you been told. So that bitch, she been, but I got nothing for her. Kept me chilling like a villain in the archipelago. I could paint a vivid picture, this is Michelangelo. Baddies in my face, diamonds on the wrist. What you know about a young white rapper with a lisp? Been a coming with a heater, burn a dummy to a crisp. Been a trauma like a ninja, but a devil with a kiss. And I'm on that. Bounce back, looking straw hat. Finish on my enemies, I'm on my Mortal Kombat. Gruesome, I be feeling like my screws gone. If they're still there in a minute, I'ma lose them. Who's this?
All right, that's it. Wow. Dude, good rebound there. You kind of get a lot of swearing in that rap, don't you?
I would try and catch him still.
Thank
but,
you. On behalf of Randy, thank you.
Trying to catch him is going to throw me off a little bit, but I catch him out when the beat goes.
All of the air staff, we thank you for that. Tough, you know what I mean? It's hard when you kind of have to stop.
Out of like 15 of them, only one game.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Dang, what do you think?
Ah, man, first of all, thank you for being a great Adobe addition. And you probably don't know what that is, but you edit yourself very well.
Oh, right.
So you kept those curse words out.
Good.
It's a part of the culture, though, because I feel like a lot of people use rap because they're frustrated with a lot of their life and what's going on in their lives, right? I've always heard your songs, Chance. I love you. You're a great artist. You're a great rapper. I've always told you that.
Thank you.
Be true to yourself. Always do that. Don't mimic what's out there already. I'm not saying that you're doing that today, but always be true to yourself. You got a great tone. You got a great tone, so I respect you, and thank you for keeping those curse words out of the radio.
I'll tell you, I mean, this is not an easy thing to do right here live now, but I mean, you can hear how talented these kids are, they are, you know what I mean? So to put you in a studio and hear you really kind of come into your own, it's pretty awesome.
Yes.
Mr. Paul, what do you think, sir?
Yeah, man, another one. I kind of like feel sad being here judging these kids, honestly,
because
I really realize that everybody should just have a chance, you know, and it's going to be a sad decision to push one person through, because I'm just hearing a wicked variety across the board, and I feel sad, but I'm wicked. Yeah. Mistake or not, the little flip-up, whatever, I can hear it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a producer. This is what I do, so it's kind of like, I notified.
That's it. Well, you're in a studio. You can stop, reset, and do it again. I mean, this is all up to Notch. Notch, we could send all eight of these guys to L.A. if you want to pay for it.
Me, that's the recognition, to be honest, to even make it a certain extent.
Yeah,
wherever I make it,
dude, you're a very humble young man, very talented kid. Nice to meet you, Chance. Thank you very much, bro.
Right,
okay.
Thank you.
Let's bring in Zona Zan. Zona Zan, come on in. Represent West Bay. Get those headphones on you there, tall guy. Wearing flip-flops with socks, that's all right. Tell me, how are you, man? You all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, get that mic right in front of your face. Pull it on up there as far as you have to. You just grab that whole thing.
All right.
All right, there you go. How are you, man? How old of a kid are you?
Just turned 17.
And what do you like doing with your free time other than to making music?
I don't know, probably playing games or something.
Playing games. What games? What's your favorite game to play?
Game called Brawlhalla.
Brawlhalla. Yeah. All right. You're not going to Gamers Bay. You don't play Fortnite or nothing?
No, I don't like Fortnite.
No. All right. What's Zona Zan? Which beat do you like?
Number two.
I'm gonna give you a sec. Just check yourself and your level. All right.
Nah, that's number two.
That's number two.
Try number three.
That's the one you like? You want to get your level here? So
yeah, you can turn it down a little.
What do you want? You want them louder or you want a little higher?
Higher. Turn down a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, you're good.
You were right there. All right, here we go. It's contestant number four. This is Zona Zan. Good luck, buddy.
Yeah. Wanna keep it going with you, wanna keep it flowing with you. Too unique, I don't have a description. Great things, that's my depiction. Can't slow down, I'm a man on a mission. In the dark, I was going missing, fading away, I was slowly drifting. Had to reclaim my existence. I know they hate me cause I'm young and gifted. Working hard, no time for wishing. Really on it, so I stay consistent. They really hate on my persistence. I don't care, that's my resistance. Bad advice, please keep your distance. I got sauce, I'ma keep on dripping. I got breath, I'ma keep on living. I've been on the road.
That's it, okay. All right, Zona, nice job.
How'd you feel? Where you go? Don't leave. Stay here. Dane, what'd you think?
Oh, man, I know Zona. I interviewed Zona on the Homeland Show before because I actually, his sister sent me a song. Did not want to listen to it at first because I was afraid at what I was going to be hearing. Because, say, my little bro, she's like, he's the best.
He does not seem nervous at all. He's just like, I'm here, I'm cool, what's up? That's not the right beat.
Yeah.
I can't hear the snare in my headphones.
He's from West Bay, too. He's a great kid. When I first heard the single, I had to play it on the radio. Yeah. It just automatically stuck with me. But, you see, Zona has that new flow that's coming out today.
Melodic.
It's a new wave.
Very
of music.
Melodic, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so you can't compare it to hip hop, you can't compare it to rap and stuff. You just gotta give it its own category. It's a vibe. I call it a vibe.
Yeah.
And he's next in dominating that vibe here on the island. I can give him that for sure. So good job.
How do you feel after that, man? You good?
You said I was kinda like, I didn't really care, but I feel kinda nervous. Like,
yeah, right. I felt nervous. It's all right. Mr. Paul, what do you think?
I like his tone. He has a very radio-friendly tone.
Right.
Like, I hear since this is the first time I'm hearing the beat in my ears now, it sounds very much like something I can picture hearing on the radio, driving West Coast Atlanta vibe. I'm have a good tone, man. Nice.
Nice. All right, Zona, nice job, buddy. You can breathe now, okay? All right, we've met our first four contestants. We're halfway through. We're going to bring up our final four contestants, talk some more with our judges, and go over what, in fact, the prizes they're winning. And we're going to get all of that next on air right here on Z99.
Want Z99 commercial-free? The best station in Cayman. Click podcasts at Z99.ky. Z99.
Wow, looks good. What is that?
Chicken chair.
Mm. What did you just say to me?
Chicken chair.
I am not a chicken...
Whoa, I said chicken share. It's from KFC. Bucket of 12 hot wings, 6 pieces of chicken, or 8 tenders. KFC chicken share. Just $12 each.
Oh.
Want some chicken, tenders, or hot wings?
You're sharing your chicken share with me?
The new chicken share from KFC. Just $12 each. And it's finger-licking good. Dine at KFC Baytown Plaza, KFC Shedden Road, or KFC at the Strand.
In 2017, Hurricane Irma devastated the BVI. This is the story of Colonial Group International's disaster recovery program, told by residents who experienced it.
Our office was actually undamaged by the storm itself, which was very fortunate. But unfortunately, we had looters come in. They smashed display cases and they took basically everything they could lay their hands on. And we filed the claim for the theft, which at the time we thought was between $40,000 and $45,000 worth of goods. We had to pay our deductible, you know, take that out of the claim, but we still got, you know, most of what we had lost got covered. So they really did the right thing by us, and we feel very good about that.
Brit K stands with you through the storm. Part of Colonial Group International, where people come first. Call 949-8699 for a quote today.
It's fresh. Fresh from the garden, it's fresh.
Want a fresh, real Christmas tree this year? Book it now before they're gone. Same as last year, the number of trees coming to the island is going to be extremely limited. From tabletop trees to huge trees perfect for your office lobby, Hurley's will have the most and freshest trees in Cayman. Reserve your tree now before they're gone. Order online at hurleys.ky/trees. Hurley's, get fresh Christmas trees with us.
Top Flight Football is coming to Cayman Tuesday, September 10th at the Trumbotton Sports Complex. Watch as Canada takes on Cuba in just the second game of the CONCACAF Nations League. Tickets start as low as $15. Go on to eventbro.ky to get yours today. Brought to you by CONCACAF and the Cayman Islands Football Association. It's history on the pitch when Canada takes on Cuba.
Friday, September 27th, get ready for some splash featuring the King of Soca, Michelle Montano, Dancehall's hottest performer, Han Shan, the newest star of the Bob Marley family, Skip Marley, 7 p.m. at Kamana Bay. Tickets now at eventpro.ky and Jake Scott Outlets. Sponsored by Appleton Estate, Red Stripe, Dart, CSL, Cayman Islands, Kamana Bay Cinema, Z99 FM, iRe FM, Hopscotch Fresh Production, Event Pro, and Loud Production.
Z99 Wagwan.
We've all seen the damage done by Dorian. Here's how you can help. Log on to our website, z99.ky, and find the Butterfield Bank account, which is currently accepting donations. Plus, we're inviting you to join us Friday night, September 13th, for our Hurricane Dorian Relief Happy Hour. Everything's been donated thanks to our incredible sponsors, and 100% of the proceeds is going to benefit Hurricane Dorian Relief. Thank you so much to Kamana Bay, K-Man Distributors Group, and the Market Street Group for your donations. It'll be a great night of raffles, live music, and standing with our brothers and sisters in the Bahamas, showing them we're hashtag Bahamas Strong. Find the details on how you can donate and about our happy hour that helps at z99.ky.
The best station in Cayman, Z99.
Z99's been live this Saturday here for the finals of the Cayman National Rap Competition. Matt Brown is joining me this afternoon. How
Jason
are you?
Jason Howard, how's it going?
It's good to see you, buddy.
All right.
Matt's been...
What do you think about where we are at the 50% mark?
Dude, I'm really impressed. I mean, coming into a studio, putting the microphone in front of you, in front of a bunch of people who are staring at you with cameras, is not easy to do.
I'm doing it right now.
I know.
Look at this. Get ready.
These guys who have come in, it's the first time I've seen a lot of their faces. Very talented guys, man.
Well, our music scene
and gals. We've got our only female.
Oh yeah, yeah. Get ready, get ready.
That's that.
But I mean, we're in a micro industry. You know, under real, there's only 50,000 people here.
Right.
Then you got a third of those are little children. A third of those are the elderly.
Right.
So to impress 20,000 people and try to make that your career.
That's it.
This is a big risk that everybody here is taking. But the prize is worth it.
Yeah, Dane, what do you know about this sound symposium, Dane? Can you tell us more about the prize you're trying to win?
It's like it's a legendary institute, man. I think all of these artists in here know exactly what it is. It's birthed so many celebrities and so many hit artists, and they're gonna go inside there and they're gonna speak to top A&R reps. For those that don't know what A&R reps, they're pretty much recruiters of the industry. So they're the ones that sign the deals. They're the ones that put you in the position to be mainstream. So this is a big deal. It's a huge deal.
And what, is it like a music school? What is it?
Matt, you can answer that.
Matt,
more.
Help me out. What's it called?
I guess it's a bit of both.
Oh.
I mean, the idea is to polish the talent that exists,
right,
and also to give them the tools that they need to succeed. So making your product, your song,
right,
step one.
Yeah.
Then what? Then
right,
you have to
right.
go and compete against the people out there who are the gorillas of this industry,
right.
Bruno Mars. I went to see Backstreet Boys the other day.
Come on.
These guys, you wouldn't believe it, but behind me, 56-year-old woman. In front of me, 13-year-old girl.
Right, right.
They are in their 40s, rubbing their stomach. I'm a sexual. Yeah. Still doing it.
Right,
every
right.
move on point.
Okay.
So... this is a huge opportunity, but you need the tools in order to succeed.
That's
so
it.
I think that's what this academy is supposed to be gearing them up for.
Mr. Notch, if you jump in, tell me about like what the association brings to the table. Like with the local artists, what are you doing to help out local artists, especially young artists?
What are you doing?
Real close to
I love
mic.
That question. What are you doing?
That's it. Pat yourself on the back.
Are you doing anything, Notch?
Tell,
no, you're not doing
tell us what you're doing.
We do everything. You know, we've been here defending artists, your rights, and that's really what the association is all about. It's about making sure that people respect the artists and the art. Mm. And that's what this is all about, creating opportunities, sounding boards, platforms for local, for creative expressions like this to be advanced, you know? And that's what this is all about.
Yeah.
The Music Entertainment Association, as you know, I mean, local artists wouldn't even really be getting a fair shake on your radio if it wasn't for the Music and Entertainment Association.
Sure.
You know, a lot of artists don't even realize that. Mm. They don't realize the relationships that have been created to make their path easier. I come from recording music in the Cayman Islands in 1981.
Yeah.
When nobody would play your music besides Radio Cayman.
Right, right.
Like you had to, even if you begged or you know, so we've gone leaps and bounds, and this new generation is just getting the benefit of this all, you know?
That's great. And I'll tell you what, I was real proud to send this email, I think it was on Thursday, to you, where I was letting you know that we were adding Lonnie Love's new record.
Yep.
We were moving, whose record up to
Jay
B?
Nez. Jay Nez, Jay,
no,
power
no,
play.
No, no, I was moving Danny Loops up to B, and Jay Nez continuing to stay at power. Everybody make some noise for contestant number five, Jay Nez.
Yes, sir.
This kid's a star, man.
Yes, sir.
Come on in there. Put those headphones on. Let's talk Jay Nez. That song, Exciting, has been one of the biggest hits so far at Z99. It's great to have you in our studio.
Thank you, man, for having me. I really appreciate it, man. Trust me.
Now, tell me, you do a lot of different stuff. You're not just a rapper. You do it all.
Do it all. Produce, write.
Where are you making your music? You doing it in your house?
Yes, sir. I have a studio.
Right.
You know, set up just to be able to do more music and, you know, work with people, you know what I mean? Like, one of my colleagues that I work with is M. Lito, and a few other artists in Cayman still, you know, like, shout out to Kimberly Lorraine, Andrea Rivera.
Nice. All right. Where did you find that Cayman Islands suit? That's the one I was wondering about. The one you got a picture of you on your album. It's got full white suit that's got the Cayman Islands flag on it. Curious where one gets.
I actually thought about it, so I decided I just wanted to be creative, especially with the cover.
Sure.
And I thought about doing the flag on the jacket. So, you know, with true trial and error, you know, I managed to get the suit made, and I'm thankful that everybody, you know, appreciates it. You know,
that's sad. Trust me. I'll tell you, you should check. What's the name of the CD that's got Exciting on it?
King's Paradise.
King's Paradise. Yes, I call it a CD. I'm dating myself. King's Paradise, Jay Nez. It's incredible.
Thank you very much.
All right, my man. Which beat were you choosing?
Beat two.
All right, so let's let everybody know. We're giving them a chance. They have to pick from one of the three beats that have been provided by the organizers. They got 16 bars. We're essentially letting you spit to the hook.
Okay.
Then we'll stop you, and then we're going to let the judges give you a couple words, and then we're going to bring up our next contestant. I'm just going to give you a chance just to get your level set.
No, not that. That's beat two.
You want beat two?
No, yeah, beat. Yes, sir.
So what? Very popular choice today.
Yeah.
Just check your level. Let me know if you need louder or what you want.
Zaga. Down a little bit. All right.
You like that?
Yes, sir.
All right, guys, let's make some noise for contestant number five, Jay.
Yes, sir. Now, I mean, let me talk to the beautiful ladies, you know what I mean? Yeah. Let me talk to you. Say, you're so beautiful, skin so delicate. You're an angel, I'm positive, you're heaven sent. Can I get the honor, take you to my residence? Looking so fly, smelling sweet Burberry scent. I ain't gonna lie, baby, you're the lady of my dreams. You know I want to, come on, it ain't hard to see. No fiction, this ain't makeup like Maybelline. Looking at you is like I'm looking at a magazine. Body like Trina, face like Vita. You're a perfect model girl like Salida. And I know you are the one from my senior. I'm speaking from the heart, this ain't tequila. No ring on your finger, that's a plus. Excuse me if I do take a squeeze off your love, cause I'm feeling like Rupee, I'm tempted to touch. The way I feel, I gotta get you, girl, is a must. Yeah. Right. Yes, sir.
Yeah, sir. Wow. That was good, man.
Thank you very much, man.
When you got a sack to stretch your legs there, you certainly stretched them out, didn't you?
Thank you, man.
Really good. Dane, what do you think, dude?
New Jay Nez from high school, man. I even told him, man. We always talk and laugh about this. I said, yo, out of all the members in the CBR camp, like, I don't like your style.
Yeah.
And I told him once, I said it straight up. I said I didn't like his music and stuff. He kept on pursuing it. He got better. And what I love about Jay Nez, man, and I've told him this before, I said, I'm wrong. I could be wrong about something. We've all been wrong before. And I came to him and I told him that you are a great talent and you're consistent. You're good at your music. He produces his own stuff. He films his own stuff with help from Emilito. And you know what I love about him too, Jay?
Yeah.
He's very consistent to keeping true to where he's from.
Yeah.
Because I always tell these artists, you can't sell a burger in a pizza box. Like, you are Caribbean. Put that in somewhere in your music. Don't lose that, because the rest of the world don't have that. That's what we have. We have the Caribbean culture.
For
and
real.
They're trying to mimic it. You have it.
You have it.
Yeah, exactly. people
dying to come here. Like, real talk.
Paul, what do you think, man? You ever try to sell a burger in a pizza box?
No. Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm Jamaican, and I'm one of the first producers to bring Tess and Chin and did rock reggae.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but I do different than crazy stuff. But yeah, this youth here, when I saw him on Facebook, I was like, okay, this youth is putting in his culture in there. That's the first thing that occurred to me. And he chooses lines that hit home to you. kind of remind me of when Shaggy did Was Me with Rick Rock.
Right.
I hear these type of things that make you laugh when he hits some of the punchlines. So I'm wicked.
Yeah.
I'm wicked.
Thank you very much.
Jay Nice, dude. It's good to have you on. Congratulations.
Thank you guys for having me.
Literally, really literally cool. We're going to play that song exciting until everyone hates it. I'm sorry, but it's not good. We play that song every 2 hours. And what's the one? I know we're playing it on IRE, but we're following up on Z with it.
Closest.
That's the one. Yeah. See, I thought it was Closet, but I'm glad you clarified for
closest.
Me.
Closest. Yes, closest. Definitely.
All right, Jay Nez, nice to meet you, brother. All right, let's bring contestant number six. I got a chance to work with her earlier this year, or was it last year? She is our only female contestant representing town, Georgetown, or West Bay. This is Jen. How are you, sweetheart? Are you okay?
Good afternoon, Jason.
It's good to see you.
An absolute pleasure.
You did the video for Island Naturals.
Yes.
Which caught my eye. It was a vegan gangster rap video. Which just interests me instantly. But I think it really just, the topic was the topic, but it really shed light on how talented you are. How long have you been rapping?
Approximately 8 months.
Okay. Okay. So you're a newcomer then.
I'm a noob. Right. But, you know, when you feel it in your bones, you just got to go with it.
I wasn't expecting her to say 8 months.
I was like, since I was a baby, I've been doing this.
What got you into it? What was your epiphany moment where you said, this is it for me?
Well, I had a lot of hurdles to get over last year, and working for Island Naturals Cafe with my crew, who I love so, so much, just inspired me to the ends of the earth, and I just went with it.
Good.
I just went with it.
Sometimes you just gotta go. All right, we're gonna get you a shot to spit 16 bars, may get you to LA. Which beat have you chosen?
Beat number one.
Beat number one. I'm giving you a sec to get your levels. Tell me you like it. Too loud.
A little bit loud. A little bit loud. Okay. Turn down a bit. Okay. All right. Yeah.
You like that there? Yeah. All right, guys. This is our only female contestant, number six. Give it up. Yeah!
Yes, it's MC Zen Wardman in the house. She's a minor celebrity, not a famous grouse. Jenny Flower blooms in the islands of Cayman. 16 bars to LA, she is gonna slay, man. All of this aside, while I'm trying to stay humble, haters gonna hate and I'ma let them grumble. I'm on AF and I'm keeping it reasonable. These rhymes are for life, they're not just seasonal. Lyrical hip-hop about what you can relate to. With me it's loving and kindness, but to name a few. Homegrown in the UK, man, I know my roots. I've been labouring for time, now I'll enjoy my fruits. We got Boris, we got Brexit, and I'm glad I made an exit. Now it's blue skies and endless horizons. Listen here, I will tell you why, son. I washed up on this shore with but $100. My economic stability in a state of flux. I've come so very far from where it all started. Getting rid of bad habits, being fully open-hearted. Very well practiced in the art of letting go. Holding on to negativity, it won't let you grow. Make peace with yourself. Be your own best friend. Love every cell you're made of. It's the only way to mend.
Listen to that message. She's staring at her phone, though. I know the judges weren't huge fans, but Dana, what do you think?
Yeah, man. She said 8 months, right? So she's still growing every day.
Yeah, you know, I've been doing this for 8 months.
Yeah. Well, rap, you know what rap is, and everybody can agree with this. It's an art. It's a form. You can go out there and express yourself, and she definitely expressed herself well today. And she's the only female against all of these guys. First of all, she deserves a number one round of applause
for
that.
That's true.
So, and she held herself well. I've seen the video, too. And you do a really good job, man. I definitely want to see where you'd be in the next couple of years for sure.
Absolutely. I'm just going to keep going with it. I've been asked to do a rap for Plastic Free Cayman, which is something that's really, really close to my heart. And I cannot wait to get that out on the air. It's going to be a dubstep beat. I cannot wait. There will be a video as well.
I love it. Fantastic. Mr. Paul, what do you think, Paul? She's having fun with it. What do you think?
Yeah, man. She have her own vibe. I think there's a place there for everybody. You know, rap, this thing is worldwide. I mean, she have her vibe, and she had me here laughing and cracking up. You know, once we get over the accent, it's just that, you know, we're not used to that. But I give everybody a fair chance. And she wicked. Just to be here all up in here with these guys. That's all one is like, you know.
Jen, the pleasure is all mine. Well, the pleasure is all mine. Thank you
Good
so much.
Good to see you, Jen. Let's bring up our next contestant, number seven. He's from Georgetown. Got a full white Calvin Klein jumpsuit on. Looking good. That's Connect. How are you, buddy?
I'm all right. Thanks.
How old are you, man?
I'm 16.
You drive out here or your mom waiting to pick you up? There's dad's right there.
Wow.
How long you been rapping, man?
Let's see. Well, professionally or an amateur for starters, I think 2 months ago.
A lot of new people here today.
Yeah.
So then you saw that they were looking for the contest. What did you just kind of get into it then?
Well, yeah, I had an EP sort of working on, and I just said the contest is right there, so I might as well just do it to just get some exposure.
Sure. Sure, that's great. And what do you like to do aside from making music? I mean, you go in your bedroom and just close the door and make beats all day, or what else you do?
Well, yeah, that was part of the whole free time thing. But, you know, read books, just write poetry, because I, ever since I was very small, I was always writing poetry.
Okay.
So it was sort of second nature to me to just add a beat to everything.
There you go. Right on. All right, which beat did you choose? 1, 2, or 3?
I chose beat number one.
Number one. All right, let me just check your level here. Tell me what's down.
Yeah, all right.
That's good right there?
Yeah, it's all right. All right,
let's give it up for number 7. This is Connect.
Yeah. Hey. Been back in a minute, we in this, yo. Burnout, what you saying? We gon' switch this gear stick, make it like Tokyo Drift. Burnout, what you saying? We gon' switch this gear stick, make it like Tokyo Drift. Burnout, what you saying? We gon' skirt off in this foreign until we see some sparks. Burnout, what you saying? We gon' skirt off in this foreign until we see some sparks. Now let's break it down to the tiniest particle. Now let's break it down till it is less than minuscule. Now let's break it down until it's barely visible. Break it down until it is similar to a sound wave. Y'all are just like leeches sucking up all the blood away. But my blood is tainted, it's cold. So I say, I don't really care about the comments, because I'ma chase my dream and make fiction reality. Call out all your fallacies, no use getting mad at me. You're flickering like a broken bulb, listening to seizing, to breathing, to foaming, complaining. Pedal to the metal, we floor it and cut off chassis. Call out all your fallacies, no use getting mad at me. You're flickering like a broken bulb, listening to seizing, to breathing, to foaming, complaining. Pedal to the metal, we floor it and cut off chassis.
Wow, there you go, bro. Wow, the kid's got some skills. You just started this 2 months ago?
Yes.
Okay. Dane, I think he's got a bright future in front of him.
Absolutely, man. You say you started rapping 2 months ago, or you started a song 2 months ago?
Started making songs 2 months ago.
Two months ago,
My first song was in December at John Gray High School. Shout out to John Gray.
Yeah.
It was for a talent show. And my teacher heard me rapping, so she's like, no, you're going to be in the talent show right now. And that's no question.
That's it.
Yeah. He's a true actor, man. From when he said that he was into poetry and writing in English, right away I said, I can't wait to hear this kid. For sure, man, if you continue, like, your talent is going to be on a different level. Mm-hmm. So please continue. I'm surprised of your skills and how good you are. You're wicked. You're dope. So
yeah, right.
Keep going.
Thanks.
All right.
Mr. Paul, what do you think, sir?
What stood out to me was when I heard he said that he's already have an EP.
Yeah.
So, really and truly, everybody have their own uniqueness. And for him to be, this is just win or lose, you already win. Because the bottom line that you are already being proactive and going for what you know. So, that's what I did at 17. Love it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, where's your dad? Let me bring your dad.
He's right here.
Dad, come on. Come here real quick. I want to look. He's got his pink backpack for his sister. Dad, tell me about your son here. Why is he so talented in music? You a musical guy or what?
I think it runs in the family.
Yeah.
His grandfather, his uncles, they were all musicians at one level or another.
Right.
Yes.
And when he decided, a couple months ago, and he asked you to go maybe go buy him the computers or something that he needed to do this, what'd you say?
Well, he was already well fitted with his gears.
Okay.
So,
have you ever, how often a week do you have to go into his room and tell him to turn it down? Because his music, playing his beats too loud.
Well, he has headpiece in his
Things are different. Kids are quiet these days, they keep to themselves.
Yeah.
Dad, I love your backpack. Thank you very much for coming in. All right, bro, you did a great job. Connect. Let's bring up our final guest. M. Lito refuses to declare a district. He says he's just from all over. He's coming in right now. There he is. Goodbye. Sorry, I love him. M. Lito, how are you, buddy? You okay?
Blessing. What are you saying? Good.
Made your way. You've seen everybody. Is going last a good thing, or is it made it harder now because now you've seen everybody else?
Why? Kind of both.
Kind of all.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do aside from make music?
Graphic design, videography, art, animation.
Great.
Yeah. List of other things.
All right, man. Well, you've got some big shoes. I mean, we had some.
I know, right? 16 years old. I don't think you guys understand the complexity of that verse that he just kicked. I mean,
look at this. Yeah,
16.
Which beat you choose, man? One, two, or three?
Two.
Number two. Let me just get you. Make sure you get your level set. Tell me what you like.
Yeah.
Right there?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Let's give some love here for number eight, our final contestant. This is Amelito.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's the return of the dragon. These rappers, they can't stand him. Tsunami with the waves, they see me, they all panic. I arrived like a comet, crash landed on the planet, leaving damage. Iceberg flow, sinking the Titanic. Digital, like going digital, I leave them miserable. Bars that I giving you, they touch you like a spiritual. See, I was suited for this game, yeah, I fit it well. Flow nice with the lines, no digicel. I'm from a place full of hate, I see they face now. No plastic surgery, I see they fake smiles, whoa. And loyalty and money don't mix. Yeah, and you already know the fix. Check it out, man. I'm about to bust freestyle. Nah.
That's it? All right. All right. That's all right. Yeah, I'm Dane, though. He jumped right out the car. He came out, like, full speed.
He did, man. Amelito. Everybody knows. People that don't know Amelito, I'm so sorry that you don't. It's hard to really judge on Amelito because I have a lot of love for him. If I was a A&R rep, I would sign him right now.
Yeah.
Because he's just been incredible. He's been consistent. He stopped doing music for a very long time, which got me upset. And every time I see him come around, I always chase him for new music. He's when it comes to battle rapping, he owns that arena. And I'm sorry if I hurt any feelings by saying that, but he really does because he grew up on this and that's all he knows. Like in high school, if there was a circle formed in high school in Jongre, Amelito was in that circle.
Is that
battling.
Right?
Yeah. So I remember that and he sticks with that formula, man. And you can hear his lyrics. You wanted to hear more. He captivates
it, appreciate it.
Mr. Paul.
All right, I'm definitely not privy to all what this guy's privy to.
Right.
But I can tell you, I didn't want him to stop.
Right.
I don't have anything
else
to
say. Yeah, why'd you stop? What happened?
I was just anticipating more. And when he stopped, I was like, wow.
Well, I mean, technically, it's just 16 bars. So you did exactly what you were supposed to. I was just letting him go a little longer.
Lock.
How do you feel about that? You feel like good, like you left a little mystery there still?
I kind of wanted to do that.
I
meant to do that.
All right, Lito, nice job, man.
Appreciate it very much.
All right, we've heard from all of our contestants. We're going to get the organizers back behind the microphones, judges, in just a second. We'll talk about how you can support who you think should win, and we'll talk about what is next for the K-Man National Rap Competition. We're going to do that in just a couple minutes.
The best station in K-Man.
C99 is back in 2 minutes or less.
C99! Hey, I heard you're looking for a new car.
Yeah.
You should get electric. They cost less to run. There's free charging stations like everywhere. Plus, they're low maintenance.
Sounding good so far.
Oh, and did I mention they're cheaper?
Cheaper?
Yes. Government just reduced import duties on electric cars less than 30 grand.
Come on.
Go on Facebook and find Ministry of Commerce Planning and Infrastructure's page. They've got all the information there.
Hang on. Wait for it.
It's electric. Please don't play that song if you get one.
Did you know there are over 37 million people infected globally with HIV or AIDS and 163 infected on our island? If you're sexually active, always remember to use a condom. K-Man AIDS Foundation wants you to help raise awareness about AIDS. You're at risk of contracting HIV if you're in contact with an infected person's bodily fluids or blood. If you think you may have HIV or if you're at high risk, get an HIV test. It's safe and private. Call K-Man AIDS Foundation, 946-3029. Are on the web at caf.ky.
Something better is here. For the last 39 years, we've been Foster's IGA, and we've been evolving our practices and our offerings to meet the needs of our community. Now we take the next step in evolving our brand with a brand new look and feel as we continue to be committed to caring for our community and providing quality items at affordable prices. We may look different, but the values that have always guided us remain at our core. And we're more committed than ever to offering great customer service that makes you smile. Foster's. Better because we care.
Attention all gamers. Get ready for the return of the Caribbean's number one esports event and gaming convention
this September 28th and 29th.
That's right. Gamers Bay 4, now a two-day event.
Going down September 28th and 29th.
Right here in the Cayman Islands. If you think you have what it takes,
you can compete for over $15,000 in cash prizes.
Compete head-to-head in Fortnite.
Apex Legends.
Hope you're ready for some fun.
FIFA 19.
The ball is in the
net. And Super Smash Bros.
Special guest YouTubers Drifter, Fangs, and T-Martin will be in attendance.
There will be lots of free play for PC gamers, console gamers, and VR.
For more information and to register yourself or a team, visit GamersBayCayman.com.
We'll be sponsored by NetGeeks Media,
Mountain Dew,
C3 Pure Fiber,
Papa John's Pizza,
Department of Tourism,
Ministry of Education,
Kimpton Seafire,
Dolphin Discovery,
Cayman Turtle Center,
Simply Computers,
Suzuki,
and Hurley's Media.
Introducing a new member of the Popeyes Meal Deal family. Sunday Family Meal Deal. Forget about cooking this Sunday. Spend time with your family and some mouth-watering best-dressed chicken from Popeyes, baby. Sunday Family Meal Deal includes 9 pieces of spicy or mild, 2 large sides, and 5 biscuits, all for only $15.99. With daily meal deals for $3.99 and Sunday Family Meal Deals for $15.99, we got you covered all week. Only from Popeyes Louisiana Kitchen on Eastern Avenue. Drive through open until midnight and 1 a.m. on weekends.
Z99 Wagwan. We've all seen the damage done by Dorian. Here's how you can help. Log on to our website, z99.ky, and find the Butterfield Bank account, which is currently accepting donations. Plus, we're inviting you to join us Friday night, September 13th, for our Hurricane Dorian Relief Happy Hour. Everything's been donated thanks to our incredible sponsors, and 100% of the proceeds is going to benefit Hurricane Dorian Relief. Thank you so much to Kamana Bay, Cayman Distributors Group, and the Market Street Group for your donations. It'll be a great night of raffles, live music, and standing with our brothers and sisters in the Bahamas, showing them we're hashtag Bahamas Strong. Find the details on how you can donate and about our happy hour that helps at z99.ky.
The best station in Cayman, Z99.
It's 3:52, and we want to get some closing thoughts on the Cayman National Rap Competition. First, Dane, what'd you think, man? It went really good. Those kids are very talented.
Man, I was skeptical when Notch called me yesterday and asked me to judge because I'm like, I saw the videos, man. I don't want to judge this. It's just like a difficult decision. But you know what? I'm happy to be a part of it. I love every single one of them. I have in my head already what I think the possibilities are, but I refuse to say that on a live radio.
I know. I'm dying to say who I like.
Yeah. But we'll keep away from that. We'll keep away from that. But. Real honesty here. They're all talented. They're all really good. They did an extremely good job. Excellent job to you for picking these unique individuals, man. A lot of respect.
Yeah. What do you think, Notch?
Man, hey, hats off to Matt Brown. Hats off to Mr. Ben Hudson over here because, like I said, the Music Association is only as strong as the members, and I want to say that those guys. They really have come out and delivered, you know. It's really important for all of us to work together to keep the music industry in Cayman growing and going forward.
That's true.
And absolutely, it takes all of us, DJs, artists, I mean, musicians, it takes us all.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening here.
Yeah.
So I just want to say that I'm pleased. As a matter of fact, and I'm over the moon. I don't envy. I'd like to thank Paul Kastick for... taking his time to judge. I definitely don't envy his role or that of Dane. And I want to say a shout out to the guys in LA who have also judged the videos. And I'd also like to thank everybody on social media who is taking the time to support their individual artists. That's important.
And where do we find the...
It's 5,000.
Crazy.
5,000 views.
It's the best. And where do people go
on each artist?
What are they doing now? So how are we picking a winner for this?
Well, you were going to encourage the public to continue to give their social media support to everyone because we haven't made the decisions yet. The judging is still out. So get on there, judge, and make comments, share the video and support your artist that you like. That's going to be important. And then the judging is going to happen and we're going to pick the next three to go forward to the final round.
Okay.
And when
does that mean I got to come in another freaking Saturday and do one of these again,
absolutely,
or what?
Absolutely, right, bro.
And I want to point out real quick, he's been standing over the corner here and didn't think I was going to notice him. Ben Hutt is in here, one of our artists. We play his songs all the time. Play with Shamika Clark.
Good to be here. Thanks.
It's good to see you. I love the new song with Daisy. It's really good, man.
Thank you.
The acoustic song he did as well, a couple minutes ago, maybe just before the Daisy one.
Yeah, there are several you versions do a,
yeah.
of that.
Yeah. Incredible, dude. Great work. And, yo, Matt Brown's hiding over here, too. Come on, why don't you say something for us? Because Matt's really been instrumental in executing this whole contest.
Absolutely.
Him and I have traded more emails, I think. Actually, we've traded the perfect amount of emails. You know what I mean? Like, we know how to keep it concise. We know how to keep it moving.
What's it called? Boiling it down.
That's it.
Exactly. Yeah. But Jason, you didn't spit because all of these artists came in and you have the music right there.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to rap? Have you ever done it?
I will quickly revert back to reciting a lyrics from a rap song that I already know, and then I'll try to pass it off as my own.
You know that Dane raps too?
Does he?
Yeah. You know, Dane is a killer. You know,
does everybody? Everyone, should we all try to do a quick one?
I want to hear. I want to hear what Jason got.
I don't got anything on this one.
Let's just leave the rappers to the rappers. I want to say thank you on behalf of the Cayman Music Entertainment Association. Seaman Notch, doing great work, brother. It's awesome to partner with you.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it, man.
Absolutely, Matt Brown. Thank you, gentlemen. The Jeezum Show every weekend. I mean, and Dane, it's always great having Dane. Dane's such a pro, man.
Thank you, man.
Back on Afternoon Drive for Bob FM tomorrow. Mr. Paul, pleasure meeting you, sir. Yes, huge fan. Baby, I Love Your Way. That was me and my girlfriend in eighth grade song. We used to kiss to it. I will never forget it. And we'll have the results. I think we're going to announce the results tomorrow night on Dane's show, Homeland, on our sister station, Irie 98.9. And then we'll have Mr. Notch join us Tuesday morning where we make the official announcement on the morning show here with Terry and I. Gentlemen, thank you so much. I hope you guys have a great rest of the weekend, all right?